We live in an interesting area. Canmore outside the national park, Banff inside the national park, and there are different rules.
The National Parks Act, and if you break the rules, you can be charged under that act with contravening its regulations, which means a mandatory criminal court appearance.
And Peter Zittick found that out the hard way.
You don't take stuff from the national park. Flowers, animals, rocks even.
Even removing something as innocuous as antlers that were just kind of there.
Shed.
Yeah.
And that's just it. I could go into Banff National Park, pick a flower, and I would be breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And I could be charged and fined. In this situation, Mr. Zittick, he was accused of trying to take antlers, and he's actually pretty well known for carving antlers and using animal parts. He even has buttons on his shirt that are elk teeth. $2,500 fine in Canmore Provincial Court last week. Oftentimes, when you break these rules, it's not really criminal, but you will be going to criminal court.
I do have to bring something up here, though. The $2,500 fine for taking antlers that were shed and not really endangering anybody's. I understand that they broke the rules of the National Park Act, but then you compare that to, say, someone feeding a bear on the side of the Icefields Parkway, who received a fine of $1,000. That seems like a much more serious offense. So, I mean, where's the scaling here?
It's up to the judge. It's also up to the Crown Prosecutor, makes a recommendation. The lawyer for the person who has been accused of breaking the rules gets to make a submission. In this case, we had Judge Les Grieve, who was also the presiding judge when the person who decided to take a dip in the hot springs at the Cave and Basin
with
was
the
fined
endangered snails
for $4,500 fine for that one.
Okay.
It's all dependent upon what exactly is being submitted and what's recommended and what was done and what's being admitted to.
Awesome. So, justice.
And one really important thing I think about feeding wildlife, this story that came out last week and the video that Parks Canada released. All of us as residents of the Bow Valley have been asked by Parks Canada to report these things. Mm-hmm. And not just report them, provide the evidence so that in court these charges can be laid and prosecuted. Because if it's just an eyewitness account, it's, I think, harder, especially if the people reporting it don't live here. But if we all have smartphones.
We have these amazing photo and video capture devices right in our own pocket. Come on, detectives, do your work.
Exactly.
I don't think it's just about feeding the wildlife. I mean, as the story about the antlers shows, there's things you should do and things you shouldn't do in a national park. So if you see somebody doing something they shouldn't be doing, just take photo and video evidence of that, send it to the wardens, and they can do with that what they will. And then, you know, that's for visitors and locals alike as well. If you're in the national park, you're about to do something, you think to yourself, is this appropriate activity for a national park? Chances are, if you're thinking that, it's probably not.
I think we need to show respect for the fact that this is Canada's first national park, and it's a protected area, and it's protected for a reason. It's protected from us.